This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So
you know, I told you you're going to see more and more censorship coming in, especially as we head up to the October 1st date to hand the Internet, the United States and England, created over to the United Nations. Just like our police, we're told now, will be under review boards run by strong cities. The Justice Department giving legal authority to the U.N., while the U.N. runs the invasion of the country. Meanwhile, Twitter suspends 235,000 accounts over extremism. And, of course, that means not ISIS, but Patriot Trump accounts. I told you after they got rid of Milo, it'd be everybody else. Everybody's like, oh, I don't like that guy. He's obnoxious. Let them censor him. And I'm like, okay. Or, Drudge is too big. Let the Federal Elections Commission shut him down. We'll be bigger. And I'm like, really? You think that's how that works? You're not too smart. I run into so many people who are in the fight against the New World Order just because they want to be big shots. You're risking your lives, people, when you get involved in this. And I'm not saying that to scare people off. I'm saying this has to be done for freedom. This has to be done for the right reasons. And we're not in competition with each other. We're together. I hope Drudge Report gets 10 times bigger, number one on the web. I hope Breitbart gets 10 times, 100 times. I'm not in competition with Bannon. I'm not in competition with anybody except the globalist lying to people. Well, let's go back to who I am up against, and I'm in intellectual competition with Rachel Maddow because she's a pseudo-intellectual fop reading off a teleprompter and always distorting what I say and what I've really been doing. So let's continue with the clip.
The front page of the conservative mothership website today, the Drudge Report, instead led today with this. Pillows for Hillary. And when you click through, you get this expose on how Hillary Clinton is supposedly constantly being propped up on pillows. There's these photos that have big yellow arrows pointing to the incriminating evidence that Secretary Clinton likes lumbar support when she does interviews. This is the big front page splash at the Drudge Report today. And it may seem insane from a sort of mainstream point of view, but I'm telling you that what your conservative uncle thinks is the most important news story about politics in the country right now, what your conservative news consuming uncle who emails you a lot in all caps, what he thinks the most important story in the country is right now is this conspiracy theory that Hillary Clinton is in the midst of a secret grave health crisis.
All right, pause. She's sitting there, even though she knows her audience is mainly old people, implying, don't listen to the crazy old uncle. Listen to me, honey. I'm your sweetheart, okay? You can trust me. Don't get off the reservation. I know the Internet's big. I know a lot of folks are sending you things. Don't look at it. But see, Rachel, you didn't show people all the way down the article. We just did. Her falling over, her being held up, the guy with the pen. And I told people last week in front of witnesses, I said, those are not real medical records. Don't go with those. Those have been put out to be fake. My dad's a physician. I read them. And I looked at them, and I said, this is written wrong. This isn't how it's done. This was already her attending physician in another town. The story is she put these out to cover up the other ones. You watch, they're fake. Everybody rolled their eyes at me because what do I know? I'm just right like 99% of the time. You know, screw him. We'll do whatever we want. You know, I'm just talking about other websites and people. And that's now what they're going to be saying tonight. Just watch that I put out or Drudge put out the fake medical records because that's how they operate. No, we want her real ones from the year that she was in Maryland and Virginia. That's what we want. She hasn't gotten to the clip yet. I'm sorry. I'm stretching this out, not on purpose, to where then she blames it all on me. But I want to come back, finish up with this because it's important. But I told everybody. But hey, who needs to listen to me, huh? What do I know?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's gotten basically no coverage in the United States that the Russians are in asymmetrical warfare with NATO-backed special forces in eastern Ukraine and even up to the Russian border. And there's been acts of sabotage, power plants blown up, huge high-tension lines severed. I mean, it's ongoing. And George Soros again goes on CNN and brags that he overthrew Ukraine and is all behind it. And then our media says Putin started it and did it all. And I'm going to be honest with you. The last 2 weeks, the tension in the air has risen to such a level that my gut-level concern has gone from a whisper 20-something years ago to a screaming, raging voice in my head and in my guts and in my heart. Now, that's an allegory for how I feel. I'm not actually hearing a screaming voice in my head. It's the before Rachel Maddow takes that clip out of context, it is the gut level, but also intellectual understanding that the world is in such a crisis. The German banks are teetering on the verge of collapse. That's now mainstream news this last 2 weeks. Larry Nichols told me off air about it 5 months ago. He said, get ready when you start seeing the news about the German banks about to go under. Now that's in the news the last 2 weeks. Bild, you name it, the biggest publications are saying massive crisis. Merkel flooding 5 million jihadis in. Putin coming out and saying Kiev is now engaged in terrorism. And Putin says, I'm losing Russian troops in the fight with Kiev and the Western-backed forces, and we're going to have to strike back. I played the clip last hour. And then when we put headlines out in the last few months where his rhetoric is intensifying, his warnings, they have mainstream media make jokes about it and say that I'm putting out hoaxes that Russia is threatening war. I'm playing you clips of Putin saying it with a Russian translator in English. And so are the Democrats and Rachel Maddow and all these people smoking their own dope? You don't have audiences anymore. You've got a 6% trust rate in AP's own study this year. Congress has a 9%. Everything you do turns to hell. Our own intelligence agencies are hacking you because they know how evil you are. And are you people really going to push us into a war with Russia or a war in the Middle East? Now, Larry Nichols was a Green Beret Special Forces guy, saw action all over the world in clandestine operations. He then got assigned, and that's all highly classified. I can't get into it. Basically, the Clintons. And ran him for office, put him in, was there. And then your new listener, new viewer, when he's the guy behind the Clinton Chronicles, all of it. Most of what we know early on about the Clintons is from Nichols because, as he said it, his dad was dying of cancer. Nichols is battling cancer himself right now. Needs your prayers. And there were stuff like little kids and stuff, you know, that were around the mean Arkansas where the drugs were being flown in, where he ended up dead. And Nichols said he just absolutely hit his knees, started crying, and just repented, not of that, but just to be involved with the Clintons, and that he then came out against them. And he has a lot of courage. We really appreciate him. And he's here today to talk about the health issues, but also the fact I don't have the staff or the crew, if you're a new listener, to play the clips of Larry Nichols. Listeners could do this. Please, we need your help, folks, because this really proves stuff to people. It was over a year ago he would come on and say, she will not be indicted for the email scandal. They put this out as a point the media is allowed to cover up all the other scandals. This is a tactic he was trained, you know, by intelligence agencies for basically overthrow of this country, okay? I mean, this is what they're running against us. So he knows their playbook. He's been proven right. Because then you only talk about the emails all day, not the hundreds of other scandals. That's how you control it, is by putting that out. He was proven right there. He says that this health thing is a curveball and we better watch out. And I agree with him. You know, I remember last week telling other websites and people, and even some of my own sweet crew, that those medical records were fake. We showed them on TV, and I said I thought they were fake because the way it's written, the fact that this is already her treating physician that doesn't really treat her, so those records are already public. And sure enough, they let them sit there for a week or so, and now they've come out and said all the health stuff's fake because of this. Clinton campaign cites fake documents to claim Hillary health questions are debunked. Classic straw man hoax designed to distract attention from the real evidence. And that is exactly the tactic I've seen over and over again. But clearly, she was in and out of a hospital having brain surgery, they admit, for a year. They won't release those. She's deteriorating. She's having to sit down all the time. She looks like hell, or she's the best actress I've ever seen. Now, is she imminently going to die? I don't know. But Larry Nichols can give us his expert view, and he also has some amazing sources. Larry Nichols, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right, my friend. How are you doing? You look like you need our prayers.
Hey, I'll be all right. You know, Alex, what worries me about Hillary, you're exactly right. This is a tactic that they use. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, what she's playing up with the sitting in the chair and all of this health issue stuff coming out, Alex, I fear she's doing it on purpose to trap Trump. Imagine the debates coming up. She's afraid of those debates with Donald Trump. So she's going to come across as the sick female. And, oh, my God.
Bet.
Me know Donald Trump for attacking a poor, sick woman. Now, having said that, when I was with Hillary, we had a problem with Hillary all the time. She has incredible eyesight problems. She has virtually no peripheral vision. Steps used to drive her crazy. We'd have to get on each side of her. Stages scared her. So she's got that problem. Then, when back in those days, it was the beginning of using teleprompters, but she couldn't hardly use a teleprompter, Alex, because as she shifted from one teleprompter to the other, her eyesight was such to where she couldn't get back to where she was on the other one. So she would just go into this funk for a few seconds where she just was just addled. So you got that going on. And then we have no idea when she had the concussion. You know, a lot of people think about concussions because we hear about them with football and, you know, a month later they're fine or whatever, or they go back in the game. Let me tell you, I've had a bunch of them. Concussions don't always work that way. Now, you're talking about football players whose heads get banged every day. You're talking about boxers whose heads get jammed up every day. But you take people like us that aren't being hammered every day, when that brain gets slammed up against the wall of the skull, you know, Alex, it can take 6 months to 2 years for the manifestation of the damage.
Sure. I mean, I've had concussions so bad when I was a teenager that I would I would stutter for like a month and see frost around my eyes.
Right. So there may be medical issues there. But I still believe there's the way they're playing this, Alex, is totally against what they would do if she really were concerned about that medical problem. I mean, the massive cover-up would be significant. There's something
there. Let's get back into the dozens of times you said, mark my words, they will not indict her. And you also pointed out a bunch of other people been operating like this, so that they're not going to want to go to jail. I mean, you were proven absolutely correct. You said, watch, Kumi is not going to call for her indictment, and everybody thought you were full of prunes.
Let me tell you something, Alex. Guys, when they released those documents from the FBI to Congress, and when they got them, and they were redacted, and the only people that could see the non-redacted version were the members of Congress that are on the Select Subcommittee on Intelligence that had the security clearance to do it, then that in itself tells you she lied like a dog. Otherwise, they could release the whole document. They wouldn't have to just release redacted versions. There was classified material. You know it. I know it. Guess what? People know it. But the Clintons don't care. Because guess what? They're doing what I told you they would do, Alex. They're destroying Donald Trump. They've got the media at their beck and call. You know, out comes the stuff about email. What do they talk about? Trump says some word about something, and they jump on him for using the word extreme, having to do with, you know, approving Syrians from coming into this country. They're just constantly distracting. Now, there's one other thing that they're doing, Alex, that's got me gravely concerned. Russia, you're exactly right. Folks, Russia is a powder keg about to go off. But in the Clinton playbook, how do I know? Because I helped write it, folks. I wrote that damn thing. In the Clinton playbook, you always accuse your opponent of doing what you do. That's how you know what they're doing. That's how you can describe in such detail what these people are doing. So think about it this way, the Manafort thing, right? Remember I told you, Manafort, I was worried about Paul Manafort. I had been told, I told you, Alex, that maybe he was a double agent. I didn't know at the time what was being said or why it was being said, but I was concerned about it. Well, now we find out that Paul Manafort, through his company, was negotiating with, through the Ukraine, the Russian-backed government in Ukraine. He was negotiating with them. Well, guess what, folks? All of that was approved by what? The Secretary of State. They knew about Manafort and his connection with Russia, be it legal, be it illegal. I'm sure it was legal, but they've known about it since day one. But they waited and waited. And Alex, now you understand why. I couldn't figure out exactly why when Trump made some offhanded remark about Putin that he liked Putin's.
Well, I know Pachinik. I know Pachinik when Manafort took over 3 months ago. On air, he said, Manafort's not a bad guy. But he said that it's going to be a problem. We need to get him out of there. And he's going to be coming on. And, of course, Pechenik, high level, you name it. So he's going to be coming on today. I tell you, this whole thing just gets crazier and crazier. Let's talk about what they're going to pull to try to keep Trump out. Larry Nichols straight in.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
New developments in the Russia situation. In fact, coming up here in a few minutes, I'm going to play a clip from Vladimir Putin in a press conference last week that has gotten zero coverage, where he talks about Ukraine using paramilitary terrorists right up on the border of Russia and in the Crimea. Now, we know this proxy war has been going for 2 years. George Soros brags that he staged the whole deal. But Larry Nichols, he's got a lot of amazing contacts. Of course, the consummate Clinton insider. He's accurately predicted the fact that she wouldn't be indicted for the emails when everybody else said he was wrong. This story just broke, and this is from mainstream television in 12 countries in Europe. This is accredited international television, but not on U.S. news. Infowars.com just broke. Report, U.S. moving nukes closer to Ukraine. Pentagon denies, but evidence suggests otherwise. And that's what Putin was warning of 2 months ago. And this is from Euroacta TV. You can go and break down how they publish articles in 12 languages and broadcast TV and all the different systems that they basically cover. And this is a real respected media outlet. But this dovetails with what Putin's saying. Then you've got all this craziness with suddenly Turkey flipping to Russia when just a year ago they were on the verge of war with them or less with the Russian shootdowns. The Turkish shootdowns of Russian aircraft. Turkey considering military ties with Russia as NATO shows unwillingness to cooperate. Okay, that's out of RT. That's basically state-run Russian media. ISIS nuke threat. Dozens of U.S. nuclear bombs stored at Turkish airbase are at risk. Now, we knew this a month ago, but this is now mainstream news. So, quite a time to be alive right now. The U.S. is reportedly moving nukes from Turkey to Romania amid rising tensions in Ukraine. But Putin's talking about these cruise missiles that they call ballistic missile defense that he says are actually a sneak attack weapon. Well, the Pentagon doesn't even deny that those missile defense systems can double as offensive. I mean, I had the former head of Star Wars on, Colonel Bob Bowman, breaking down the fact that they were always an offensive weapon system. Larry Nichols.
Well, those weapons are there for one reason and one reason only, to take out command and control within 18 minutes, Alex. Now, you can call them defensive if you want to, but I guess that is a form of defense because it's been long known by our country, by our government, by our military at least, that should things erupt, the first thing you've got to do is be able to take out command and control out of Moscow and where they have it stashed out. But here's exactly what's going to happen. Here again, I can't tell you why. I know I did not get it from some epiphany that I woke up and thought it up. But here's what's coming. Putin is scared to death that Donald Trump could win the presidency. And he has let his people know, and he has let the countries that have formerly been a little bit iffy on Russia, jumping up and down between America and Russia, which one to align with. Putin feels very strongly, Alex, that there's a chance if something's going to happen, he's going to have to do it while Obama and Hillary are still around. When Trump gets in, Putin's leverage will be gone. You know, Putin understands what Trump's trying to tell people. Either jack up NATO, make NATO pay for their own defense, chip in anyway, or call it off. And they believe that Donald Trump, if NATO nations do not step up and pay their share, Putin and his administration, they believe 100%, Alex, that Trump will jack out of it. He'll pull out of it. They also know that we are the weakest we've ever been in the Middle East.
Larry, talk to me like I'm 5 years old. You'd think Putin would want NATO to not be as strong or dissolve, and he's made overtures that he likes Trump, but you're saying there's something beneath that. Explain to me how Russia doesn't want a strong NATO.
Well, because if there's a strong NATO, it traps Putin. Look, Putin's not trying to rebuild. This is where our country, our leadership, if you want to call it that, our drain trust, has it all wrong. Putin's not trying, Alex, to recreate the old Soviet bloc nation.
No, I know that.
He's not. He's recreating the Russian Empire. The Russian Empire.
Well, he said that.
And he knows that he's vulnerable. He knows he's vulnerable. And a strong NATO, he wants no part of.
Then he should like Donald Trump. I don't understand why you're saying that he doesn't like Trump.
He doesn't like Trump. Well, he likes Trump, but that he's scared to death that when Trump gets in, Trump will force NATO, Alex, to toughen up. I guess that's the part I'm not getting across.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, sure, so he's actually scared of what Trump will really do.
Right, exactly. I mean, they are scared to death that Trump, through his threats and proving what he'll do, that NATO will buck up.
And Russia can obviously tell the best generals are all behind Trump.
That's right. So, look, Clinton's not a fool. He knows America's weak. He knows we're weak in Europe. He knows we're weak in the
Middle
East.
He's making his move, he thinks, before Trump gets in.
Before Trump gets in. And what should scare you to death?
I'll stay there. We got to war game this, okay? Because I don't know if I totally agree with you. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but I got to figure this out.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey? It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared
to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and involving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Now we're going back to Larry Nichols here in just a moment. Before we go any further, we are running a special right now that will end by sometime this weekend. We have a parasite detox that just takes every known natural herb and plant extract going back thousands of years in many ancient texts that is known to cleanse out the body in a healthy, natural way. Living Defense is very hard to source. Because it's got so many ingredients, and then you've got to have them at the highest standard and be able to pass California standards. Basically, there can be no toxin in it, which is great. Fine. Last time it was sold out for 6 months. This time it'll only be sold out probably a month because we've gotten better about our supply chain. Harmful organism cleansing, it's 20% off. And you're like, well, why are you going to do that? Why are you going to discount it even if you're selling out? That's what we do. We always have specials. We always have loss leaders. And then, you know, the listeners appreciate that, and we appreciate the listeners, and that's what makes this whole world go round. So thank you for getting the high-quality products. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for all the great reviews. You're making it all possible. Now, we have sold out, basically, of the 20-plus films that I've produced over the years. Almost all the DVDs are sold out. We're going to have to basically start throwing in some colloidal silver or something on this deal. Very, very soon. The new Armageddon film by Mike Norris and Gary Haven is now exclusively available for at least another 2 weeks, longer than he thought. And it's going to be in Walmart everywhere else, at InfoWarsStore.com. The new film, Armageddon, by Chuck Norris's son, Mike Norris, and Gary Haven is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. $5 million budget. This film exposes the New World Order takeover. It's also still in some theaters and is a great tool to help wake up friends and family. When you buy two copies of Armageddon, you can buy one for $19.95. When you buy a second one, you get four Alex Jones films. It was two, but what we have left is the Police State Trilogy that's three, and then Police State Four, which is excellent. So you get four free films right now, but that is going to end probably today. And then it'll be a bottle of X2 colloidal silver, which everybody needs, obviously. So that's a total of four DVDs for less than $40, a limited time. Well, yeah, that's actually six DVDs. So that is what you will find at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is where you will find all the nutraceuticals. But it's all on the same high-quality, high-tech, 21st century online shopping center system where you will find high-quality, storable foods, the best water filtration systems. Whatever's the best, whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the highest quality, I go out and make partnerships to get it from them at the lowest price. And I come to, you know, a major water filter company, and I say, well, I don't care if you're selling water filters to other people for 50% of your cost, or you know, 50% of your cost and profit. You're going to do it to me at 30%. You're going to make a 30% profit because I'm going to discount this and dominate the market. And they go, nope. And then 6 months later, they go, okay, I guess so. So when it gets to free market, that's how I can sell Alexa Pure or Pro Pure that are the best systems out there. They're apples and oranges, but they're gravity-fed. One might be better on this, one might be better on that, but if you're drinking tap water or you're having to give that to your family, you're crazy. We've got shower filter systems that are the best, four-stage systems that blow away the competition or less money. We go out and scour the very best, say, you know, G-Shock watches. Well, everybody knows those are the best survival watches. We go make a good deal, sell them for industry standard price. You know, some stuff we don't have probably the best deal. The point is, a lot of our stuff is the best deal you're going to find. Non-GMO heirloom seeds, books, films, Hillary for prison shirts. A lot of stuff's proprietary to us. You only find it at InfoWarsStore.com. The point is, though, your purchase there is what is building this news operation that you see changing the world. Now, I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it again of late. I was never somebody that got butterflies in front of a crowd, got butterflies playing football. I get butterflies if I was leaving school and some bully when I was in eighth grade who flunked three grades was saying he was going to kick my butt, and I started not going to find him. Then I'd get butterflies if I didn't go confront him. And I'm not saying I'm a tough guy or anything. That's just the way I am. My gut's never been wrong, folks. And as I get older, I always follow it. When I was younger, I didn't. My gut has gone from, and I've talked about this the last few years, from being super concerned to ultra concerned to now screaming concerned. I mean, I've never almost not been able to be on air, okay? I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Because I don't want to say I'm panicking, but you can see the dread, but I can feel it. The danger to my children, your children, civilization right now, and I've never talked like this, people know that, is now so intense that I am never been in a self-hate mode. I've always felt pretty good about myself. I feel horrible that I can't figure out words, or I can't figure out the guests to get on, or somehow to find a way to stop what's happening. And I'm not beating myself over the head. I'm just psychoanalyzing myself that things are so intense that I'm desperate. I mean, I can see historically what's happening. I can see the preparations. I can see the economic preparations. I can see all the emergency COG preparations, continuity of government. And I'm just saying to myself, my God, we really are in the hands of evil. What do we do? Do we pray? Do we repent? I mean, do we get more politically involved? Sure, a lot of folks are waking up. Sure, Donald Trump listens to me and others. Okay. But where do we go from here? We're going to talk to Larry Nichols here in just a moment, just finishing up with the Russia situation and then going back to him. Our report is now up on drudgereport.com. Report, U.S. moving nukes closer to Ukraine. And this article is going to get a lot of scrutiny, and the media is going to spin this. So we probably need to add the previous reports we've done where Putin says they're moving nukes to the border. So that needs to be added. We also need to add that the NATO statements about moving troops in Poland up to the Russian border and other borders with Russia, just to document, because they'll sit there probably and attack Drudge and deny this is even going on. This is being reported by Euroact. And this is an independent European media platform specializing in publication, dealing with European news and European-centric topics. And it's breaking down all the different publications, and then they're picked up for different TV feeds, and they put it out in English, German, Spanish, Greek, Bulgarian, Romanian, you name it. And they're based in Brussels, Belgium. But the point is that we already know this is what Putin has been complaining of. And so this just feeds into the fact that we have these other headlines. Turkey considering military ties with Russia as NATO shows willingness to cooperate. ISIS nuke threat. Dozens of U.S. nuclear bombs stored at Turkish airbase are at risk of being seized by terrorists. That's RT and others reporting that. None of this is in our news. And then we've got this information. RT, Kiev has turned to terrorism. Putin on foiled sabotage plot in Crimea. This is at a press conference days ago. And no coverage. Let's play a minute from that press conference and then go back to our guest. Here it is.
This is highly alarming information. It is true that our special forces have foiled an attempt by a group of sabotage infiltrators belonging to the Ukrainian Defense Ministry's intelligence agency, who were seeking to penetrate the Crimean territory. And in view of these events, it has become pointless to meet with the Ukraine's current authorities at the Normandy format. We have suffered losses as a result of this operation. We undoubtedly cannot turn a blind eye to the deaths of our servicemen. But I would also like to address our American and European partners. I think today it has become obvious for everyone that Kiev's current authorities are not seeking ways to solve problems through negotiations, but have turned to terrorism instead. This is a highly troubling development. There are no other reasons for conducting such actions other than to distract the Ukrainian people and divert their attention from the disastrous economic situation and the miserable conditions most of them are living in.
All right. Now, going back to Larry, but I want to just add this point here. Putin, again, in the last few months, has warned of nuclear war and says, you understand the danger we're all in. We played those clips. Our media denies that's even going on, denies that that's even happening. But I do, in retrospect, thinking back to what Larry was saying 10 minutes ago before the break, when the West lines up against Putin, when NATO moves up against his borders, it makes him have an 85% approval rating and allows him to move ahead with his plan to basically make it a more nationalist country. If Trump is all friendly, de-escalates things, then Putin will not have as much political power. Well, then why is so much Russian TV on the surface pro-Trump? Because they know Hillary's openly against him. So I'm trying to square what you're saying. I mean, I get what you're saying. You're saying Putin thinks NATO and Hillary are weak, actually. Well, they're the ones that are aggressing with folks like George Soros starting the whole Ukraine thing. You're a smart guy. I'm not disagreeing with you. You have a military background, you know, Clinton insider. Larry Nichols, explain to me this equation.
Right. I'm not doing a good job. You have to understand I'm kind of in a miserable state right now, so forgive my
inability to explain. You're very ill, sir. We love you. We pray for you. Go ahead.
But listen. Hillary and Obama, and Putin knows this, Hillary and Obama want to stay in power, right? They want to stay in power. Putin is afraid of Trump because Trump's going to come in and he's going to solidify NATO. And exactly what you said, remember, for Putin's personal survival, his personal opinion rating, the stronger NATO gets, right? The stronger NATO gets, the stronger he becomes within his country. They're worried that Trump's going to come in. Trump is going to put all of these tough moves on NATO, force Europe to suck it up and stand up. And then what happens? He gets a good personal rating, but now reverse engineer that. Alex, reverse engineer that. At the same time, he's got personal opinion going his way. But Alex, we're sitting on a time bomb over there. You're talking yourself right now. We're moving missiles right up to the border. I mean, those things go popping off. Those things go shooting. You're in a war.
And they're calling a missile defense, but the very same missile delivery system can carry a warhead.
Right. I mean, where they're at, Alex, they're of no value to us as a missile defense system unless the actual missiles that are fired at somebody else come from specific locations. But isn't it odd that every one of those places where those missiles are going are strategically timed within 18 minutes, added up, within 18 minutes.
I was about to say, well, that's what Putin keeps saying. He keeps saying, this is not about Iran. You're not putting them around Iran. You're putting them to hit Moscow.
That's right. You're not even putting them at the borders of Europe. I mean, think about it. They're within 18 minutes. He's not a fool. He can see that. And you're sitting there, and Obama and Hillary, and in some ways, I guess you could say Trump's playing into this matter. But what you're getting close to is one of those missiles going off in
New York. I was about to say, so let me ask you this question. Why on earth are Hillary and all these people and Samantha Powers, I mean, because it's really a weird look with a woman in a skirt with big necklace going, we're getting tough with Russia, strutting around, has never been in the military. I mean, these people understand how dangerous this is? What are they thinking?
No, that's the problem, Alex. They don't. That's exactly the problem. You're sitting there with Hillary Clinton. Everything to her is about politics. Everything to Hillary and Bill, I've trained them, I know. Everything to them is about election, re-election. Extortion, blackmail, it's that all the way around. Why do you think they bumbled up all the stuff in the Middle East with ISIS and Al-Qaeda? Look, they have no clue what they're playing with. Putin does. Putin does know what they're playing with. And Putin is afraid that Trump knows. And listen, Trump can go in with the best of intentions, but as long as those missiles are sitting where they are, yes, you strengthen NATO, yes, Putin gets a favorability rating. But let me tell you, when those missiles start going off and people in Russia and elsewhere start dying, those opinion polls don't mean much anymore. And I'm telling you, Alex, God help me for all of the people listening. You have no idea how close we are to war. You know, I told you how close we were to the banks collapsing. You're starting to see it. I told you back then, I didn't know if it was next week, next month, but it was coming soon. Well, you're seeing it. They're collapsing. You have no idea how close we are to one missile. One missile errantly going off. And you've got a full-scale war going on. Full-scale. And the Clintons don't know. They don't care. It's just about politics to them, Alex. It's just about politics.
I know. I've dealt in business with people who are normal for decades and suddenly don't know kind of who they are. It's not like they even have Alzheimer's. They just don't care anymore, and they can't. They just get like in a malaise. And I see that in our leadership. It's crazy. When I talk to the Secret Service and other people, they say, listen, it's the trashiness. Just like the Clintons stealing, you know, the cutlery and the plates when they left the White House the first time. They said it's the trashiness. It's the not caring. It's the, they come in with briefings and terrorists are moving weapons. And they're like, ah, shit. I mean, Obama, they just think they're invincible. And Obama is watching SportsCenter like 8 hours a day. The president watches ESPN all day long. I mean, it's like, who the hell are these people?
Yeah, what have you heard? Obama doesn't even go to the national security briefings. Alex, he misses 80% of them. They don't care. They don't care. We have to care.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just a normal guy from Texas, and I know all these generals and spooks and everybody, and they're all freaking out. And then the president doesn't even care.
Well, you ought to be me. You ought to be me. You ought to have generals, active generals in the service right now calling me and saying, Nick, what are we going to do? What the hell am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to do? You know, that's why we'll
talk
about it.
I mean, Napoleon and Hitler knew what they were doing, but still got themselves into wars that they lost. I'm looking at just a bunch of stumbling, weird, power-tripping, red carpet freaks who ought to just go be Hollywood producers if they want to be butt-kissed all day. They shouldn't be. I mean, why would they turn ISIS and Al-Qaeda loose to murder Christians, and then Obama blocks Christians getting into the U.S. 0.3% when Syria is 20% Christian? I mean, they really are out to get us. But then if he's some evil mastermind that wants to kill Christians, why is he watching SportsCenter?
Right. You know, Alex, and then we talk about it. In earnest, you talk about it, I talk about it. Bless your heart, you get it worse than I do. And the media comes at you like you're some kind of mad scientist sicko out here spreading conspiracy theories. Hey, this is not a conspiracy theory when you can sit here and see the President of the United States opening up and letting Syrians in. Think about this, Alex. Obama is letting Syrians in by the tens of thousands who are coming here claiming, of course, that they're being suppressed, they're being tortured, they're being all of this by this government, this Sharia law in Syria, right? What's the first thing they do here? They come in here and they're trying to invoke Sharia law. Does that make sense to a normal person?
They're the invaders that came into Syria. They're not even letting Shiites out. They're letting the Sunnis, the invasion force, in.
And Alex, we all sit here helpless. We sit here thinking there is nothing we can do. There is something we can
That's
do.
That's what I want to say. What do you really think is going on with Trump? I mean, I know, and I don't want to be a wishful thinker, but we've got Bloomberg putting in independents that are really Democrats in the polls. We have Reuters adding 15% more Democrats to give her a lead. But then I talked to internal pollers. They think it's really a dead heat. Rasmussen has it as a dead heat. The battleground states, he's 5 to 10 points or more ahead. What do you really think is going on, and what do we do to get Trump in?
Number one, don't believe a damn thing you see in the mainstream media. You should know by now, anybody that's listening to my voice, you should see that there ought to be a word beyond bias. It's not bias.
These are deceptive enemies.
Yes, they're the enemy. Now, Trump has walked into what I told you he was going to walk into. You know, Alex, you and I, we begged Trump to talk to me. Just please talk to me. We don't have to tell anybody. Just talk to me. I can help you with the Clintons, because you're not going to be running against a bunch of 16 Republicans in a primary. You're going to be running against the Clinton machine and the media. Well, he's walked into it. He's got him a mess of it. He has got to stay the course. Now, we have to do the only thing that we can do as Americans. You know what that is, Alex? Where we should have been all along, states' rights. See, we should, just like in every state, North Carolina as an example, I've got people calling there left and right. North Carolina's trying to get voter ID law. They passed the law, duly passed it in the state of North Carolina. What happens? It goes through everything. Then it goes to federal court. The Black Robe Mob goes to federal court. They shut it down. You know what I've told the governor? I've told the people to tell the governor, don't go to federal court. Refuse to go. They have no standing. When a state passes a law, now, Alex, think about it. Why on earth would the Democrats be hell-bent, see, that's where Trump's got to help us. Why would the Democrats be hell-bent to stop voter ID laws?
Because they have a bunch of illegals voting and dead people voting.
Golly, go figure that one out. Huh? I used to, in Conway, Arkansas, we had a bus company back in the day when I was with the Clintons. We'd go get three to five school buses, go up to northeast Arkansas where there were a lot of impoverished blacks, load them up, bring them to the ghetto parks of Little Rock, go into the different precincts, put a T-shirt on them, give them a card that said, I'm Larry Nichols. They'd go in, they'd vote the way the card said. They'd come back and get on the bus. We'd put another T-shirt on them, a different color, tell them their name's John Doe. They go, and we'd have them vote 4 and 5 times. We go to the next precinct, do it all over again without voter ID, that kind of fraud in Philadelphia, in Milwaukee, in the ghettos.
Well, they deny it and say it's racist. If you say it, California, Illinois, all these states have passed laws that went to the governor's desk, but even they knew that would open up a can of worms.
Well, okay,
To let illegals vote.
Right. If it's racist, then why at the Democratic convention, when you went into the convention, you saw the big sign that said you can't enter the convention center without a photo ID? Was that not racism? Look, they're whipping us by using profiling race. Every time you say something, we're either homophobic or we're Islamophobic or we're racist against the blacks. Stop it. Stop it. You can stop it. Every one of you can stop it, but you got to stop it at the state level. Tell your state legislature that you can reach out and touch. Tell him we want this, that, or the other law.
I understand. Listen, the time we had, Larry, then I also want to put up your PayPal account for folks to help. You're battling cancer. I know you want to get into it, but it's tough. What's that you got on your arm there? You're almost, we need to pray for you, buddy. You know, we love you. You're like Darth Vader over there.
Kind of held together in paper clips. And anyway, it's just a thing where they had to go through an artery and kind of fix a thing on my heart. And did that last night. I'm supposed to be laying
you
down.
You are a tough guy. I don't want to give the background, but there's been nights when you're calling me up telling me stuff right before you go into surgery. And I tell you, you are something else.
Look, it's our country. It's all we got. It's all we got out of it. I'm sorry I look the way I do. God knows.
No, it's okay. Hey, we love you. You have a beautiful soul. A lot of people say, well, this guy was this evil guy for the Clintons, the hitman, all this stuff, or whatever people say. Point is, you're doing the right thing now for 20-plus years and gave up all the stuff when you were the insider. And then you said, I'm not going to be part of this. If that's what we need, you know, it's not a bunch of cowards out there. But, Larry, let's put up your PayPal for folks that want to give you a donation to help with your medical bills. I know you need it. Out of some of the donations you say have carried you through, you know, pay for the surgeries, you name it. NicholsLive at AOL.com. NicholsLive, one word, NicholsLive at AOL.com. Or Larry Nichols, 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. And again, my friend, I know you pledged to make it through this election. What does your gut tell you about this election? I mean, is it going to be Hillary or is it going to be Donald Trump?
Yes. This is going to sound bragging, and I don't mean it to be. You know where I'm coming from on this, Alex. There's a little more time for Donald Trump to get to me or to get you to get to me, or he's going to lose. He's going to lose. He's got to learn to fight the Clintons the way the Clintons fight, and he's got to learn, Alex, to know what the Clintons are going to
do. Well, what do you think of him hiring? I mean, what do you think of him hiring Bannon? I mean, Bannon's a street fighter.
She's a good lady. I've known her for years. But however,
there was another. I'm talking about Bannon as a new campaign. The other lady.
Kennedy.
You know, I'm
Kennedy,
with the guy.
Kennedy, yeah. Well, Brandon and Kennedy. Number one, she's a good lady. She's a poster, but she's never run a national campaign, certainly never a presidential campaign.
The guy that was led.
Yeah, and then the guy with Breitbart News, I don't know that he helped him. I think Trump's just got to be Trump, and I think he needs to know what they're going to do before they do
it. We're back in 70 seconds. And Dr. Steve Pachinik's coming on. Stay with us. We have specials at InfoWarsStore.com that end in the next few days, like 20% off on the Parasite Cleanse. Stay with us.